I had never heard Strickland speak so much at one time. He spoke with a passion of indignation. But neither here nor elsewhere do I pretend to give his exact words. His vocabulary was small, and he had no gift for framing sentences, so that one had to piece his meaning together out of interjections, the expression of his face, gestures, and hackneyed phrases. You should have lived at a time when women were chattels, and men the masters of slaves, I said. It just happens that I am a completely normal man. I could not help laughing at this remark, made in all seriousness. But he went on walking up and down the room like a caged beast, intent on expressing what he felt, but found such difficulty in putting coherently. When a woman loves you, she's not satisfied until she possesses your soul. Because she's weak, she has a rage for domination, and nothing less will satisfy her. She has a small mind, and she resents the abstract, which she is unable to grasp. She's occupied with material things, and she's jealous of the ideal. The soul of man wanders through the uttermost regions of the universe, and she seeks to imprison it in the circle of her account book. Do you remember my wife? I saw Blanche little by little trying all her tricks. With infinite patience she prepared to snare me and bind me. She wanted to bring me down to her level. She cared nothing for me. She only wanted me to be hers. She was willing to do everything in the world for me, except the one thing I wanted, to leave me alone.